Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're going to have a little fun today talking about a topic that is probably one of the most difficult cuts of meat to get done right every time, at least on my smoker and grill, and that's the beef brisket. I am Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What else is cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the Grilling Guys. If you want to follow along while you're listening and maybe hit our site, it's thegrillingguys.com. And there's lots of cool resources on there for you. You can download podcasts. You can sign up. It'll send it right to your phone. If you have a favorite show, you can go back and download that in MP3. There's links on the right side to all of our sponsors. There's a link on the top to GI Barbecue, which is our charity that we're doing for the troops. And of course, you can get us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys.
Have a lot of fun each and every week, and we're going to dive into this. But before we get into the brisket, because we've got some experts that I would consider people that you're going to want to listen to and hear from with regard to a brisket, because these are guys that do it on a regular basis and teach the techniques. So, but short of that, this week, Bob, what'd you grill, man? Did you have any events or anything going on?
Well, I was so busy building my house that I did not really, I don't know, I guess I did some steaks and some burgers and some basic fast, easy stuff.
Right.
But I had a mishap with my nailing gun and a safety broke on it. So it was scaring me anyway. And as it turns out, I ended up jamming a nail into it. So I go online and I find the service center, and it's right down 28th Street in Grand Rapids, Michigan, by Garrett's Appliance, our great supplier,
yep,
our great sponsor. So I thought, gosh, I need a new refrigerator anyway for our new kitchen that you're building for us. So I went in there and saw the boys, and they showed me one that I knew my wife would fall in love with, and it's just the perfect pick. If you need grills or appliances, this place is... It's just so nice to shop there. That's all I can say. They're just nice people.
Well, we refer all of our business there, and this is not a paid endorsement, but we do refer all of our appliance business to these guys. And let me tell you what, there's just two or three things that are important with them as well as any other great appliance store. One is they're locally owned and they care. They're not a chain. Secondly, they're very knowledgeable when you walk in. This is what they do. And they don't sell stereos and big screen TVs, and this is the store they're in. And then the last thing is that they're just nice guys.
And they have a giant service department.
Right. Yep.
We've bought a lot of our appliances there. But Bruce Meekoff was showing me around the floor, and showing me some of their new smokers, and they got into Traeger sometime back, and Traeger's got a new one that's got like a cast iron lid. It's this big, beautiful online job that's really deluxe. It's about $17.99. He said they're selling like hotcakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get over there and burn one down and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because it's I've not played on that piece of equipment yet, and I obviously didn't even know it was there. So,
yeah.
We continue to design outdoor kitchens. Had a nice client meeting this week, and everybody wants a smoker, but – few people are a little intimidated by them. So I spent a little time. I sent this client to Garrett's, and I spent a little time. We ended up with a ceramic, a Kamado smoker.
A Primo.
A Primo brand is what they have. They're oblong rather than some of the others are round.
It's the best one on the market.
Right. I think there's more grill surface on those, but it's also the versatility in that, the way you can divide the firebox.
It's that and oval that oval shape that does it.
Right. It's exactly right. And you can get more on it, and it's just a better system. And
made in America.
It is, all of that.
So they also have one there called the Smokin' Tex. It's made in Texas, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And it's all stainless. The little one's about $379. The one I'm going to get is about $699. It's bigger, and you can do probably 8 butts in it.
Is this that box?
That stainless one?
That stainless, it's so shaped like a box?
So when you talk about people being afraid of a smoker, I would tell you to take a look at that Smokin' Tex at Garrett's, because it uses wood chips. It's very efficient and accurate. It's all stainless. You can get a stainless cart to go with it, even if you want it higher.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wheel it in your garage when you're done. You don't need to leave it outside. So if you're going to use a smoker that plugs in, it's kind of nice to be able to bring it indoors, because they have control boards and stuff like that on them, and they're right. Not as friendly to the weather as a basic grill is.
Right, so, and one of these Kamado smokers, which is all ceramic, there are no electric moving parts. It's just a caveman grilling at its best. You got air on the bottom and out the top and fuel in between, and, you know, cover it up with a bunch of protein, and you're smoking.
But the thing I like about this Smokin' Tex is, number one, it's all 300-grade stainless,
mm-hmm.
which in the long run, way down the road, you'll love, because you'll never see it rusting. And that's a big deal for a tin box. The other thing is the controls are very accurate, and it's very compact. So it's not going to take up a bunch of space in your garage.
So let's talk a little bit about it. When you say controls, I think airflow. Right on a smoker, is there a fan assisted system on it, or
no?
What?
It's not airflow. It's temperature, because in a smoker, you don't want airflow. You want smoke and heat.
Right, but air causes the fuel to turn.
Yeah,
into
very
smoke,
minimal
right.
amount. Now on a pellet grill, you do have a fan that tends to blow, and that's one of the things about pellet grills I'm not so fond of, just because.
But back to this tech. So it's an electric smoker. You plug it in. You set a pan of chips on top of the heating element.
Yeah, it's got a little tray, and you pour your wood chips, cherry, hickory, whatever you like burning. Mm-hmm. Some people do the Jack Daniels, the old ground-up whiskey bottles or whiskey barrels.
Yeah.
And
glass a little chewy.
It's just very easy and efficient. There's a company called Masterbuilt that has one like that you hear advertised, and there's Smoky Hollow. Those are both pretty much the same smoker. They sell them in big box stores. They're an import from China.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay, but they're nothing like this.
Right.
For a couple $100 more, you can have a son of a gun, and that's what this thing is. Made in Texas.
Yeah, it's gonna pretty cool.
It. You want to do a brisket? Now you've got a machine that you can put a brisket in, and you put out a question several weeks ago about what are you having trouble with, and the reason we did this show on brisket is an overwhelming number of people that chimed in on Facebook said that what they still struggle with is brisket. And these are people who are avid grillers. I see their comments and their pictures all the time. They're not schlubs. You know, these are guys that know how to smoke stuff, but they're still having a little trouble with brisket. And back in the day, Rob Russell and I used to travel around the country doing brisket classes, and I'm very fond of brisket and very fond of helping people make a better brisket. But I thought, rather than me talking for a solid hour, we'd get some other guys in and get different opinions, because there's lots of cool little tips and techniques you can pick up from the guy next door. And the guy that's coming on in the next segment is an old friend of ours called Chef Schultz. He teaches at the Sekia Culinary Institute here, and he is wise beyond years, and he's got some great science he's going to impart with us. And then later on down the road, we're going to head north and talk to another fellow up there that knows his meat. So I think it'll be fun to have Chef Schultz on.
Well, coming up next, it will be Chef Bob Schultz from the Culinary Institute. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Time.